Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
You are, buddy.
Rolling.
Hi, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Hello. For Monday, June 19th. It's Juneteenth, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn only. Alex is, he's out sick. He has been since late last week, so hopefully it's nothing horrible. But it is his, you know, private health stuff.
You know, pardon me.
Oh, goodness.
I feel like more than ever right now, I mean, literally this last few weeks, there's less masks, more people out. Everyone is doing their as much of the normal things. It's so if it's still out there, then he may have caught it. You know, I mean, people are out. People are not wearing masks and people are doing stuff.
Friday, I had sort of timed this because I knew that, you know, it's really hard for me to get blood drawn because when you have to fast first, because generally speaking on a weekday, I am up at 3:30 in the morning and I do a whole show before a lot of people are out of bed. So, you know, the place opens at whatever time. I think it actually opens earlier than I think, maybe 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning. But for me to fast that long would be like, to have to do this show without coffee. I swear to God, I don't think I could do it. So,
you know, remember I did that recently when I had to do my blood draw and I waited all morning. We did the show here, right?
Oh,
I was
home. Yeah, that's right.
And then I went out to go get my blood drawn and then I went to get a Crunchwrap and then I walked out on it and went and ate somewhere else. But it's incredibly difficult to wait through the day like that. Right. Really, really hard. Absolutely.
So I timed it for Friday. John had made me the appointment for like 9 o'clock on Friday. So I even forced myself to stay in bed longer. And there I am, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, if I get up now, I'm going to have to kill a whole hour. I'm not doing it. I'm staying in bed. And then, you know, I get it and I was like, I'm going to a lab and I can walk to it from my house. So it's not a big deal. But it totally crossed my mind. I'm like, you should put a mask on. So I put a mask on. Like, we still have them floating here. And I was the only person with a mask on that didn't actually work there. Like, that is a full, you can walk in to get an appointment, you know, or with no appointment there, but you've got to wait. And there are people waiting. Like, why not just make an appointment? But okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting to get my blood drawn and there's people in and out and there had to be 20 people in this waiting room. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. And who knows what they're getting, but I mean, I'm sure it's just routine blood tests, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. And then of course, everybody that works there is all masked up, but I did think that is, and then I ran home for my coffee. Like, oh.
Yeah, that's it's much easier to do on days off for sure, but I have the same feeling about the mask thing. Like, I've got masks. I haven't been wearing them even in the grocery store anymore. I'm like, right. All right, I guess we're just cruising.
Yep.
But eventually, I'm going to get caught, and I'm going to be like, oh, dang it.
Well, even if you
and
just
maybe and maybe Aho goes to the gym a lot.
And I would think that the gym is a pretty good place for people huffing and puffing and breathing their germs out into the world.
Yep. So anyway, I hope he's okay.
Let's go to me too. I really want him to be able to be part of the show on Saturday, you know?
Well, yeah, he's going to show his dick to the crowd, right?
No, he's just going to show his summer shred. He's showing his dick? Was that a thing that we talked about?
I don't know. I thought that's what you said he was doing. No?
Oh. Well, if I said it, it's happening. I have spoken, you know. No, I think that...
Good, okay, good.
Aren't Bryn and Alex supposed to show us their summer shred?
I never had a summer shred going on, so... That was definitely Alex, though.
Yeah, you know what's funny? He really wants to.
this is the secret show, right?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was coming into last week knowing that my wife was getting her new car and leaving with the kids the same day on Friday, and I was going to have the whole week off. And I'd said to myself, I'm going to surf every day. I'm going to get exercise. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to try and drop a couple.
Oh.
And then as soon as I realized, oh my God. The kids are gone. I can eat anything I want in the house. I don't have to eat in the garage. I could sit down and eat ice cream in front of my TV and no one can walk in on me and be like, oh, like, you know, because we all feel really.
Sure, of course.
Yes, of course I did. And I did it and I kept going, all right, well, one or two days. Like, I ate like shit for a whole week and did it in plain view without worrying about anyone catching me. It was amazing.
Oh, wait. I thought they lived just this past Friday. They've been gone all last week?
They've been gone all week. They're still gone.
So they were gone all last week, and they're not coming back until this weekend.
Until next week. Right.
Oh, boy. 2 full weeks away.
2 full weeks by myself.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Crazy.
So I had this whole week to myself, and I just surfed, and I did chores, and I ate.
Listen, as long as you're surfing and getting chores in there, that's good exercise.
No, I know. I really thought I was going to get out ahead of it all. And then I realized, man, I can eat pizza in my house and no one will walk in and be bummed.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Oh,
I can't wait to eat regular food again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be saying that.
No.
Right,
listen, believe me, no one likes food porn as much as I do. I love it. But,
I'm not going to do rotten yogurt
and just all these terrible, terrible, unsatisfying things. I just want to bite into something, you know, that satisfaction you get from biting. I had, in case you're just joining us, I had this stupid surgery last week. It's not stupid. I needed to get it done, but man, whew, it's a whole thing.
And I'm stoked for you because it's done. And even though it sucks, now it's done.
Hopefully I just move on with my life and never have to think about it again. Yay. And only brush with the softest. So I've been using just whatever soft toothbrushes. And then the dentist gives me one and I'm like, oh, it's like there's not even any bristles on
it. You don't feel it.
You can't even feel it. I'm like, okay, well, which is good because I'm barely able to use it anyways. And not really supposed to. You're supposed to brush the inside and then just like your tongue, whatever.
Extra soft is what, or soft at the very hardest as far as toothbrushes go. Yeah.
I told John to go get me. He picked me up like some kind of just like whatever, you know, extreme softness level. So now that's my new toothbrush, I guess.
Yeah, good.
It just seems like you need to really scrub to get the...
Yeah, look where it got you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
I know, I think I eroded my gums.
Yeah, you're hard scrubbing. And that's the thing. If you go to the dentist, it changed over time. But there was a point where they started giving you really, really soft toothbrushes and even made a point of asking me all the time, soft toothbrush, always, never medium, never firm, always soft. And that's been going now for a while.
Yeah.
So,
Have you thought about at all where your sensitivities are? Would you ever consider doing this little surgery?
I'll do whatever I have to do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's no way I'm going to allow any part of me knowingly allow any part of me to just go into disrepair because I don't
really
want to deal with
that. That's commitment. That's like commitment to the temple. I like that. I mean, I like it for you. I can't do it. I can't fucking care. I just can't.
Well,
I'm like, that seems like it'd be a pain in the ass. I think I'll just think about something else for a while.
You know, Sarah, one of the things that you have the luxury of doing is getting shit-faced. And while you may not do that often, I don't have that luxury, so everything is always there for me. Always.
Oh, my God.
It's always there.
That is a solid point, Vinny.
So I don't have that.
Sometimes I'm like,
fuck
it. No, I'm not thinking about that anymore.
Right. Mm. I don't have that. So I'm always like, well, you know what you need to be doing. Hello. And by the way,
yes.
While you just went and did this over your vacation, not to be reporting a bunch of medical bull crap, but I have to go get a colonoscopy on our next summer vacation when that happens.
Well, that'll be fun.
That's just part of the deal, man.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Why don't you do that? I did that thing where you poop in the bucket. You know.
Because the pooping in the bucket doesn't work.
No.
They tell you that. They actually say, like,
that's too bad, because mine came back clean. So
good
to go. I was like, wow, one time I didn't have to get anything in my butt. That's fantastic. That is a keeper, ColoGuard. Let's do it.
Good for you. All right.
Plus, who doesn't want to deal with that at their house, you know? Woo.
I'm sure.
Tubes and stuff. I'm like, this is fantastic. I love handling this. This is great.
There's tubes?
Yeah, there's like a whole little thing. You got to like take a little sample and then put it in the tube. And
Oh, yeah.
It's a full on fucking, like, you watch a video on how to do all this stuff. I'm like, am I really watching a video about a poop bucket?
How to handle your
caca bucket, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, fun. Guess what, kids? Everybody gets old and then they keep telling you all this shit you got to take care of. Boy. Bring back the caveman days, which is like, what are you going to do?
Dead at 40. What?
Dead at 40. That's the end of that. Oh, well. Oh, man, he got gored by a buffalo. That was the end. Oh, a saber-toothed tiger ate him. Oh, okay. He couldn't run as fast as he could when he was 39. So at 40, he got caught. So I got a couple. I went through and just pulled a few things and just, I'm going to do like a little business cleanup today.
Okay, great.
We need more problems. I'm going to come right out and say it, people. We can't believe we're such a good therapist that we've apparently solved all your problems. So please, won't you send along little questions and problems? And we love stories, of course, as well. Just put Secret Show or Bad Advice, whichever, in the subject line. And send it off to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to take on your problem for you. So here's just some responses and some stuff. Remember we were talking about tying a cherry stem into a knot in your mouth?
I can't remember what we were doing actually when that came up. Oh, gleeking? Was it? No,
I can't remember. It was just, maybe it was like party tricks or something.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I don't either, but go on.
I have tried to do that my whole life. I just don't have that kind of tongue dexterity. And so in my own head, I've thought to myself, it's bullshit. Some people tie it in a knot, stick it up in their cheek, and then they swap that one out for the one that they just stuck in. And so Vanessa and I had a good little laugh over that, whenever that was, 2 weeks ago. And Betsy in San Rafael says, I just thought I'd let you know I can definitely tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue. Just thought I'd let you know. Love all of you. Just wants to make sure that we know.
Oh, she just wanted to brag.
It's not made up.
Hey, you know, that brings something to mind. And let me just interrupt real quick and ask. Bryn, you got a second? Oh, he's in the middle of 10
I don't know
things.
If he
Never
has,
mind.
Yeah.
Go on with your stuff, Sarah.
Well, when he gets into the other room, just, I don't think
he's
talking
about
that mic. It's
okay, go ahead.
All right, next up is, this person has had a couple rough years, and they've just written us a really nice note saying that we're a good escape for them. And so,
good.
Frankly, any way that if we help you in your life in any way, we're totally psyched. Let us know how we can do more. Mm-hmm. Sarah and Vinny Show Team. I want to thank you all for being yourselves every day. You are my therapy. Life has not been easy these past years. My oldest daughter was diagnosed with a rare brain tumor before her 16th birthday.
Oh.
She's undergone surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation treatment all before her 17th birthday. She's doing well now, and we thank God every day. My wife underwent brain surgery that same year for a different reason.
Oh.
But her surgery left her deaf in one ear and with severe tinnitus or tinnitus, whichever one you prefer. I've been struggling with all this since, and some days are just so hard to get through. I listen to you guys on podcast every day since I can't listen at the regular time, and your conversations take me away from my troubles. I feel like you're my best friends trying to cheer me up and distract me. So please continue to be yourselves and talk about the fun, simple, day-to-day things that go on in your lives. I live vicariously through you all, and it brings me joy to listen as if I'm sitting with you in real life. Please keep it up, and I hope you're on the air forever. D from the Peninsula.
Thanks, D.
Isn't that the nicest note?
I'm sorry you're getting... That is tough.
Life is fucking hammering you.
Yeah, that is tough. And yeah. I know the thing about... You know, obviously you love your wife. I'm not saying that. But when it's your kid and the way that that was worded, before her 17th birthday, she'd had. Like, I get that because my kid has a health challenge. And it's just one of those things where you go, this kid's not supposed to be thinking about this crap. It's not supposed to be on the list yet.
No. And you hope never, right?
Right. But I mean, you know, that's at least not while you're a kid.
Right. So serious.
Golly.
Oh,
so, yeah, that is tough. But
Vinny,
thank you.
How old was Isla when she first started having these problems?
5.
And are you, because I know your other daughter is about to turn 5, is there any indication that there might be some of this going on with her?
You know what's funny, not funny, har har, but funny is that I hadn't thought about it at all with the second kid. So I wasn't thinking about that. And then Christina said to me, you know that there's a chance she'll have it too. And I was like, oh, you gotta fucking be, what? You gotta fucking be kidding me. You know, like it hadn't occurred to me that if one has it, it's possible the other does. It just didn't occur to me. Like,
do they think it's like a genetic thing? Is this something that is?
I think that, first of all, we're talking about IBD. So she's got, it's a gut health thing, and she's got Crohn's, and then ulcerative colitis is one of them. You might hear these in commercials on TV from time to time, and they're debilitating. It changes your whole diet, and people end up with, I'm not even going to get into all that. But anyway, I think it is genetic, or there's some amount of it that is. But I don't have anyone in my family that I know that has it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never met anybody. I don't know anybody. And I didn't. So anyway, it didn't occur to me, but it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Christina knew that. She'd done all the heavy lifting in terms of the reading about this stuff. So she's got that. Well, now I do. I got the gift of worrying about it, too, after she explained to me that it's possible.
Like, yeah. Hey, man, what do you mean you're not worried about this? Start worrying. I don't want to be alone with worrying.
That's really what it felt like. Yeah, so I don't know if that's something that we'll deal with. So far, we haven't.
All right, and I'm going to read you this last one, and then tomorrow I'm going to try and get to an actual bad advice. Hey, y'all, family therapist for families in crisis here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
So what does she think about us? Let's see if it's a she. It doesn't say. It says A. That's the initial A. I find I am writing into you all a lot lately because your bad advices have been pertaining often to my job and career as a social worker for the last 19 years. Oh, I think this lady wrote in about some other kid thing that we're talking about. Once again, to pump your egos, kudos to your advice. I loved what you had to say to this mom's bad advice. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Sarah, I'm paraphrasing what you said about giving your kids space to explore their own autonomy and independence. I don't know that I would, I don't even know how to use the word autonomy, I guess. And maybe it's like about independence and allowing them to make their own mistakes while you were there to help support them through it. It was so heartwarming to hear because it's such a hard thing for parents to go through. Boys and girls clubs and Big Brother, Big Sister, still programs that exist and are community mental health staples because they're nonprofits and their services are free. And I refer families I work with to them often. Also to note, the YMCA is also still around. It offers great affordable and/or free resources for teens, adults, and families, including mental health support. So it sounds like there's just a huge network that if you can get with the right people, they can tap you into. Number two, absolutely agree with what you said about this kid's challenges being completely, quote, normal, because all kids are different. So there is actually no normal. It's just a struggle for parents often to not compare their kid to the next kid because parenting is fucking hard. Society is very judgmental and parents end up judging one another and themselves for this reason by comparing and falling into the thinking pattern that they must be a failure if their kid isn't acting in, quote, this way. This person says, let me tell you, I work with all types of families, low income, tech money, mansions, Section 8 housing. All families have struggles. All parents struggle. All teenagers go through shit along with their parents. And regardless of age, creed, income, and culture, there are always patterns that move across the board with the families I work with. Which that is actually a comfort to hear, that everyone has their struggles.
Yeah, well, I don't. I mean, we see it, the number of rich people who end up in bad shape, and it's probably more likely for them to find trouble because they have time and money, mm-hmm. and end up putting themselves in bad places. I believe that.
Right.
And then look at, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have when your 16-year-old ends up with brain cancer, like what the
Right.
you know, that's
it does not matter.
It's awful.
Right. It's just, you know, every family is going through it. And just because they look really happy on Instagram doesn't mean a fucking thing. There's no one living a perfect life. No one.
Okay, Brent, let me ask you a question.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Are we done with that one?
Sure. Absolutely okay. Done. Thanks, A.
Thanks, A.
This is what I thought of when we were talking about tying a knot with a cherry stem. I was like, oh, I wonder if I could do that and a lady saw me doing it, would she be like, oh, I bet he gives good oral?
Mm-hmm.
Would you think that, Sarah? Would you be like, oh, that guy would give good pussy licking?
I believe that's why dudes do it.
Oh, you, what?
It's their way of saying, look how dexterous my tongue is. It's 100% self-serving. I want to lick your pussy later.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Okay. So, Bryn, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you're licking a lady's vagina.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is there like do you have an idea going in of how you're going to attack this and hope for the, like you're going in hoping for an orgasm?
Always. Right. Hoping okay. for the best. Yeah, hoping for the explosion.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And what is your move? Are you like a let me kiss a thigh and move my way in? Or are you like bury your tongue right in between the slit? Or what is your thing?
I do. When we have time, I like to ease it in. Sure.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's based on the reaction, you know. And I like to ask, too. You know, exactly. Up or down, left or right.
You so, ask while you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll start. I mean, if I don't feel like there's much reaction, like if they're just like laying there, maybe there's, you know, I want to make sure that they're feeling okay. Like, is that good? All right, back to work. But yeah, how about you, Vinny?
Well, I'm not done asking you okay. yet. So, like, what is your move? I mean,
my move is very, very basic. I mean, because I've done more than I should have in the past. Like, I've man, it's graphic.
What do you mean?
Like, we're on a secret show.
I know.
We?
I just feel like there's. I don't. I for some reason, I think the little kids in me. I mean, around me, make me think a lot more about what I'm saying into yeah. microphones.
Right.
Yeah. So that's all. I know it's a secret show. It's. I've sucked on it before, and some girls actually responded very well to that, and they're like, you know, as long as it's not too hard, and others hated it. So
sucking on the vagina lips or the actual
the
clitoris?
Clit part, yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, sucking on the clit, yay or nay?
I'm going to recuse myself. From
what?
It's a secret show.
I don't, yeah, but I don't do any of the stuff that you guys are talking about, so I'm just.
Gonna, no, what do you prefer, though?
I don't know. I prefer just doing the shower real quick.
I think she wants to go already.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. The end.